This 9-page report is pretty grim to Senior Executives Association President Carol Bonacero.
I wish I could say there is a silver lining, and maybe if I spend another hour looking at the report, I'll find it. But I sure haven't seen it so far.
The report shows that agencies got a head start in freezing pay for members of the senior executive service and that they gave out fewer and less generous SES performance awards. None of this surprises John Palguda. He's vice president for policy at the Partnership for Public Service.
Agencies saw the handwriting on the wall. They knew they needed to start getting prepared, if you will. You know, and some agencies, in particular, were already seeing tight budgets in 2010.
One of those agencies was the Social Security Administration. It gave zero performance awards to senior executives. Palguda says that makes sense given that all agency employees were struggling with greater workloads because of a hiring freeze.
The message that they're sending from a management perspective to SSA employees is that, we're kind of all in this together. Our senior executives are sacrificing along with everyone else.
Government-wide, the numbers aren't that drastic, but they indicate that senior executives are feeling a pinch. They show that nearly 4% fewer SES members received awards for performance, and the average award decreased by about $1,500. As agencies became more selective in handing out awards, they also got tougher on senior executives' performance evaluations. Fewer SES members earned their agency's highest performance ratings. Bonacero says there's pressure from the top to curb what's perceived to be grade inflation.
The message over the years that's been consistently drummed since the Bush administration is that there are just way too many outstandings, simply not possible that so many senior executives would be doing that extremely well. And I think clearly that message is taken hold.
She worries that agencies are using unofficial quotas to divide senior executives into performance levels.
What's demoralizing, frankly, about it is that executives can't feel confident that their individual performance is going to be judged fairly, as opposed to judged in a way that says, gee, we just have too many outstanding, so some of you are just going to have to, live with a lower rating.
But others say the economic climate is forcing agencies to hand out awards more judiciously. At the Department of Housing and Urban Development, nearly half of SES members used to get the highest rating and a performance award. That's dropped to less than a quarter in 2010. And that's a good thing to National Academy of Public Administration President Dan Blair.
As we move into this austere environment, it's going to be critical that good performers are retained, and even if you don't have as much money as you did before, there are ways of targeting these performance awards at those best performers.
But if agencies misstep, Blair says, they could send senior executives away and discourage others from taking their place. In the SES pay-for-performance system, the trade-off for taking on more responsibility is supposed to be the opportunity to earn an award for good performance. On base pay alone, members of the highest rungs of the general schedule can earn thousands more than some junior SES members. Bonacero says this report won't encourage those folks to move up the career ladder.
When you look at a report like this, an agency giving absolutely no performance awards, not one executive apparently in government receiving a pay adjustment, even when you know that some of them have had increased responsibilities, that just says to an awful lot of potential applicants, you're going to think twice about whether you want to go into this system.
But don't give up on the SES yet. Palguda says in the past, Congress has corrected the federal employee pay ladder whenever it got too far off base. He says this, too, shall pass.
Not because people will forget to, beat up on government employees, but rather because people will remember how much they need federal employees to be engaged and to do a good job, because at the end of the day, we actually very much need an effective government.
There may be a more immediate silver lining, too. It's hard for anyone to look at this report and accuse federal executives of getting fat bonuses. In Washington, Emily Kopp, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.